And in studio this morning with us is Katie Bevan with the Lorain County General Health District. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Kind of a healthful day today, Craig. We're getting all sorts of good tips, not only what's new with technology over in the Consumer Electronics Show, but healthcare.gov, getting people signed up for coverage.
And, of course, it's bubble bath day, so we get clean.
Well, that's right.
And we'll reduce stress, right?
Absolutely. We'll talk a little bit about that. In fact, maybe we could just jump right to the fact about staying clean, washing our hands. That's something that we always have to sometimes remember to do, or just try to make it obviously a proper habit for us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, washing your hands, it seems like a simple thing, but oftentimes we forget to do it. And so periodically, you know, ask yourself, boy, when was the last time I washed my hands? You know, obviously you want to do it after each bathroom use or before you eat. But you know, it's just making that a habit in your life. And that's something I know as a parent with young kids, I'm always, have you washed your hands? When was the last time you washed your hands? And so getting that kind of ingrained in their head to make that healthy habit now as a young child, so it'll carry through with them as to adulthood, like us. And washing your hands is really the best way to prevent disease and illness.
Even when you're in the kitchen preparing food.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know? Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're coming in contact with so many different things and you're making food for yourself and other people. You need to do that there, too.
You talk, you know, about bathroom sign. You know, I was thinking about, you have notes here about there's signs that you pass out that different workplaces will have that says, you know, you see that, you know, restaurant employees will must wash hands. Or even here locally, we have in our, by our sink, there's a picture of hands. Now, I don't know if those hands are some sort of like, here's the germs on the hands or something. There's multicolors on it, if that's indicating that or not. But it's just a reminder.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're out at a local restaurant in Lorain County, you may see a hand washing sign in the bathroom. And we distribute those when we go out to food services across Lorain County during our inspection time as a way to educate the employees who work there, because we want them to wash their hands before and after preparing food for you, as well as a way to remind all of us who are out using the restroom to keep clean.
And this is also sometimes the sort of sniffling season a little bit too.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you guys have heard of rumblings of friends and family members who have the stomach bug or have a cold or maybe have the respiratory flu. And so washing your hands again, best way to prevent the spread of disease and illness.
Right. Well, let's talk about getting healthy in the new year. We have always talked about sort of taking small steps for big goals.
Yeah, you know, we're
literally, I guess, too.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, we're 1 week into the new year, and now is really a great time to create those small steps that will build into a healthier future for the rest of 2016 and beyond, really. And so taking the next step to transform yourself is really pretty easy when you think about it. You know, don't think about, I want to lower my blood pressure by X number of points, or don't think about, I want to lose 20 pounds. Why don't you just think about, I want to start walking two times a week, or I want to start adding two or three more fruits or vegetables into my day each day. So taking those small steps each day will really add up to something big in the end.
And it's one of those things where once you start, that becomes sort of your norm, and then you add a little bit more onto it. So it's not a big jump. It's just a gradual change.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, we've been thinking a lot more at the health district about how do we want to feel? So do we want to feel happier? Because exercise can definitely help you feel healthier and happier. You know, do you want your clothes to fit more comfortable? So how do you want to feel? And if you focus on that feeling, oftentimes we'll be more successful in creating that new habit and carrying it through for a long term.
Let's talk about some of the things you do with the health district related to getting people moving. I know you have some of the walks that go on.
Sure. We have our Lorain County Fit Walks, and those go on throughout the county at three different locations. And that's a great way, you know, to get together with people. And studies show that people who work out together are more likely to feel good and live healthy. And so getting people together, you know, even if you think that you may or may not be overweight, it doesn't really matter. Get together and start getting more active.
United We Sweat campaigns have taken off here in the county in recent years. What's coming up with that? Or what can people do?
Sure. So United We Sweat is this really great opportunity for no-cost fitness across Lorain County. And it's everything from Tai Chi to Zumba to water aerobics, moonlight hikes with the Metro Parks. And all of this is available at no cost. So if you go to livehealthylorainecounty.com, you can find a full listing of the schedule, what's available now. And that is always changing. And so if you maybe you've tried Zumba and you want to get into something else, just check back on that schedule. And I'm sure that there will be something new and fresh for you to give a try.
We're talking this morning with Katie Bevan with the Lorain County General Health District. Let's turn our attention now to some things related to drug overdoses. We've seen that in the stories in the news. Sometimes these things kind of go unreported because they fall under a different category. It's really not sometimes news until they just kind of talk about the number of people that have overdosed.
Right. And so there is something going on in Lorain County called Project Dawn, and that's an effort to prevent overdose deaths. And what's available to people in Lorain County is a Narcan kit. And so you can come into the Lorain County General Health District Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. And if you have a loved one who struggles with drug addiction, you can come in and pick up a Narcan kit. And what that will supply you with is a nasal spray that you can take home and have on hand with you. So if you come in encounter with your loved one or friend who struggles with an overdose and you find them unresponsive, blue, small pupils, and those sort of things, then you can probably have a pretty good idea that they have overdosed on an opiate. So you can administer the Narcan spray, and it's a nasal spray that you just spray. The instructions are there, and a nurse will walk you through all of this when you pick up your Narcan kit to help you really better understand and feel comfortable with this. And you administer it, and hopefully it will then begin their breathing properly again, and they will their life will be saved.
This is really, I guess, taken off in as far as the response is concerned. I remember when it first sort of just showed up in the county, I think it was the sheriff's department, mm-hmm. and when law enforcement was sort of the first one in Ohio or this region to kind of have it. Mm-hmm. They found positive results from it.
Yeah.
So now it's working its way sort of into the general public, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is really a way to empower Lorain County residents to make a difference. You know, we all can, no matter what we do. And sometimes we can't get a loved one to stop their addiction, but perhaps we can stop them from dying from an opiate overdose. And so this is an opportunity to hopefully stop that death and then get them into a program and encourage them to seek counseling to really repair their life and create new and healthy habits.
Bruce mentioned how Lorain County kind of on the cutting edge of this. Is mm-hmm. this something now that's more available across all of Ohio and other states, do you know?
I know that across the country, it is definitely something that's gaining steam and momentum. I can't speak for every county in Ohio to say if they have these available or not, but it's definitely something to look into. So if you're listening, maybe you're traveling through or you don't live in Lorain County, definitely give your local health department a call and, you know, ask, because it's something that we want to have in the hands of the people to help prevent these deaths.
Right. Even before they're first responders, you'll end up with having somebody who's even there.
Absolutely.
The sooner they administer it, the better, obviously.
Sure, and the first responders are carrying these kits with them as well. So if you, for some reason, do not have one of these kits and you find your loved one in that situation, you know, they're blue, unresponsive, not breathing or hardly breathing, and those small pupils, then that's an opportunity to call 911 if you do not have a Narcan kit.
Okay. Well, Katie Bevan with Lorain County General Health District. Anything else you want to add today, or if people want to find out other details of what's going on?
Sure. I'll just mention that immunizations are always available through the Lorain County General Health District, and they're available by appointment just to better meet your schedule and needs. So give us a call at 322-6367, and you can make your immunization appointment.
Any flu update here?
Flu updates. You know, the last I've heard, it's really pretty steady and it hasn't spiked yet for the year. So that's a good thing. I think people are really washing their hands often, covering their cough when they're out. And if they are contracting the respiratory flu, they're staying home. And those are really the important things to remember.
That's right. Sort of take your time to recover and stop spreading it as
well. Exactly. Yeah.
But as you mentioned at the start, though, this is the time, Craig, especially in the media, watch TV, listen to radio. You'll hear your favorite announcer or TV person have a different voice. You'll suddenly realize, I bet that person has a little bit of a cold, or they seem like they're suffering. So it kind of gets passed around. Or you'll hear somebody answer the phone and you're thinking, who am I talking with? And you're like, it's me. And you're like, so it's common. It's out there, but people are just getting through it. And those are just kind of the regular colds that they're getting, not really the seriousness of the flu, because you'll know when you get the flu.
Absolutely. Yeah. But
again, Katie Bevin with Lorain County General Health District. Thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Craig, we're going to start our small steps for big rewards in 2016. Are we ready to do that?
When?
Today.
Soon?
Yeah,
today.
Right now,
right. All right.
How about today?
Okay.
In fact, Craig, I'm going to start right now, Craig. I'm going to start.
Are we jumping in the tub?
We're going to. Well, it's national. It's National Bath to a Bubble Bath Day as
okay.
well. So I'm going to start. This might be a little dangerous. So we'll just start dancing in the bathtub this morning.
Dancing in the bathtub, dancing in the bathtub, dancing in the bathtub, happy as can be. Dancing in the bathtub, dancing in the bathtub, dancing in the bathtub, babe, just you and me. I be holding on to your hand, you be holding on to mine. We be dancing in the bathtub, just a slipping and a sliding. Dancing in the bathtub, dancing in the bathtub, dancing in the bathtub, babe, just you and me.
John Hartford this morning, Craig. It's a little dangerous. Though I discovered if you type into, I was looking for the song and typed into YouTube, dancing in the bathtub, there's a whole lot of other videos of people dancing in the bathtub there as well. So
really?
And I also wanted to see more about bubble baths. But Craig, you know, if you're curious about how to take a bubble bath, there's instructions.
How to make a bubble bath.
Mm-hmm. How do you do, mm-hmm.
A bubble bath is one of the indulgences that rank high up there in life's simple pleasures. Mm-hmm. The bliss of sinking into a scented, steaming tub filled with bubbles can soothe away aches and pains and help you regain perspective on a world that can sometimes get you down.
Nasty world.
Whether you enjoy your soak with music, a nice book, a glass of wine, or a combination of these or other options, just luxuriating in a tub at the end of a long, hard day is the perfect antidote to stress. Bubble baths are expensive.
Wait a minute.
Oh, really? She came right out and said they're expensive?
Use a lot of hot water. You always have to keep refilling the tub because, you know, it's nothing. You're sitting in a tub of a bubble bath and suddenly realize, hey, I kind of got used to the temperature or things are cooling down. I got to add more hot water in here as well. Or maybe it's the bubbles that you're...
But you can indulge to your heart's content even on a budget.
Okay, a bubble bath on a budget.
That's right. You don't have to spend much for a bubble bath.
Okay,
you can make one from some stuff you may already have on hand.
Huh?
Bubble bath recipes abound on the internet. And you can always figure out how to make a bubble bath if you know what ingredients to put in it,
bubbles,
depending on your desired result.
Oh,
how to make a bubble bath.
All right, you ready? You're going to take your pencil, get your pencil
out.
Ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right.
One way to make your own bubble bath is with a cup of baking soda dissolved in 2 cups of water that you mix in with your bath
doesn't
water.
Seem as much fun as
you
Mr.
can
bubble,
add though. Finely grated oatmeal, baby oil,
oatmeal,
some salt,
Parmesan cheese,
honey, even milk to the mix, if you have any of these on hand. All of these will have beneficial results on your skin as well as on your...
Okay, there's enough of that.
I like that.
Where's the bubbles? How are you going to get bubbles out of baking soda? Really?
Well, don't you think that'll do it? Baking soda and water will generate bubbles? I think so.
I guess.
But then you add oatmeal, honey,
you can't make
and
those...
milk, and then you can have breakfast while you're in there.
Well...